It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
This is Trey. Thank you for joining us for a Tuesday edition of our podcast. There's a lot going on in our country and the world, and therefore a lot to talk about, which is what I had originally planned to do. And then life happens and your plans change. So I'll save all of that for next week. For this week, I want to start by thanking each one of you who listens to this podcast or the one I do with Mary Langston, or those folks who watch our television show on Sunday nights. The one thing I never quite get used to is people who stop us at airports or around the country or wherever my wife and I happen to be traveling to, and folks will stop us and say they watch the show or they listen to the podcast. And I say you don't get used to it because with all the choices people have and all the ways they could be spending their time, it always just kind of takes me back a little and surprises me that people would be willing to loan us their time, because that's the most precious commodity that any of us has. So for nearly 3 years, Fox has been good enough to let me talk to folks on Sunday night, to have guests on and to highlight what's going on in our country and around the world. And it is not an exaggeration to say that that is a gift to be able to do that. It's a gift for which I am very grateful, that you can pick the topics you want to discuss and you can discuss them and you have the freedom and the liberty to have guests on, and all of that will never be taken for granted and is always extremely appreciated. And then you add to that, nearly every Sunday night when I get off air, I have a couple of texts waiting on me. It is like clockwork. When I get off air, I have texts from both of my parents, and I have a text from a friend of mine in Colombia, and I have a text from a person named Bert. And Bert is short for Roberta. Bert is a widow who follows politics very closely. She always sends me a note saying she liked the show, even on those nights when I made more mistakes than got things right. She's always incredibly supportive and complimentary of the topics. Sometimes she tells me when I look tired and asks me if I'm trying to do too much, when, you know, I'm lucky I got a mom that also asked me that, but it doesn't hurt, I don't guess, to have someone else asking, or you got too much going on. She watches very, very closely and carefully. With some months, there was more interest than perhaps others. In January of 2023, as you may recall, it took Republicans round after round after round to pick a speaker, and it was, you know, pretty obvious to the rest of us who that speaker was going to be. But nonetheless, it took them a long time. It was a painful, I don't think painful is too hyperbolic of a word to use. It was a painful process. And Bert followed all of that. And she followed all of the issues of 2023 and how the House GOP was trying to navigate this incredibly small minority and manage itself and expectations. And so, you know, if she was interested in the speaker's race in January 2023, that she was also keenly interested in October of 2023, when, not to rehash, but just simply to point out again, 8 House Republicans decided to join arms with all the Democrats and get rid of the Republican speaker. It wasn't the politics she wrote about in her text messages. It was the personal nature of some of those attacks. And so that's a good reminder that while politics may seem like a blood sport to others, it is literally blood. It is literally personal to those who love and care about the people being attacked. You know, the things said, not just by those eight Republicans about their speaker, but things said in general about politicians typically roll off the backs of those politicians. So whatever was said in October, I am sure rolled right off the shoulders of Kevin McCarthy. I'm equally sure they did not roll off the shoulders of Bert. She took them to heart. Bert, also known as Roberta, also known as Mrs. Roberta McCarthy, was the mother of Kevin McCarthy. So it wasn't the speaker being attacked. It was her son. And she took that like any mother would take it. And she felt it like any mother would feel it. Politics is a rough line of work. And that goes with the territory, but it doesn't have to be so mean and so vitriolic and so gratuitously personal. Yeah, sure, it'll help you get more Instagram followers. It just breaks the hearts of those who love the people that are being viciously attacked. So critique all you want and vote how you feel led to vote. Make the changes you think are needed. And if you don't think somebody is a good leader, then don't vote for that person. Just be mindful that when you take the floor of the House and call someone what a couple of those so-called Republican colleagues call their own speaker, there are people who feel it. There are people who take it personally. There are people that take it to heart, or at least they used to.
We'll be right back with more of the Trey Gowdy Podcast.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
This past week, I got a midweek text from Bert McCarthy. I was traveling to Dallas to see two old friends and John Ratcliffe and Mike Pompeo, and she heard that I wasn't feeling great, and she wanted me to know that she was praying for me, which that's usually what I got from her. A critique of the show, I'm thinking about you. But this time she had heard probably from her son that I wasn't feeling great, and she wanted me to know she was thinking about me. So I thanked her, of course, and assured her I was fine. You don't need to worry about me. I mean, let's celebrate how great it is that your son Kevin is back home in California with you. I mean, let's celebrate how great it is that you are together again with your beloved son. And she was, until Sunday morning. Roberta McCarthy, also known as Bert, also known as the mother of Kevin McCarthy, died suddenly. So there was no text Sunday night for the first time in a long time. It's a reminder of how fragile life is. It's a reminder that our moms love us, even when it seems like nobody else does. It's a reminder that it was never Speaker Kevin McCarthy to her. It was her son. On the plus side, she's reunited with those she loved who went before her, including her husband. On the downside, 2023 was a hard year for a mom to watch. But she saw in the end her son. And by the way, it doesn't matter how old your children are, you still feel it for them. So her son, her child, Speaker of the House to us, child to her. She saw him happy. Happy for two solid months, happy to be home, happy to be out of politics. So I want to say to you in your passing, Mrs. Bert McCarthy, what I did say to you while you were living, which is thank you for reminding us once again that our mothers are the first to love us, the last to leave us, and the ones who support us the most in between. And you, also found the time and the affection and the kindness for the friends of your son. So rest in peace, Mrs. Roberta, affectionately known as Bert McCarthy. mother of just plain old Kevin McCarthy. And I will see you on the other side.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.